This is the news at one. It's coming up to 10 past the hour. And let's go first to that news that a body has been discovered in a bog in County Meath by the Commission for the Location of Victims' Remains. Richard Dowling, our North East correspondent, has more. Of course, this is a search that has been going on for quite a while by the Commission. Isn't that right, Richard?
That's right. There have been, on and off, there's been searches here since 2000. Back then there was two searches. There was another one in 2009. And then earlier this year, it seems new information came to the Commission for the Location of Victims' Remains, and they began another search here. It was actually in August of this year that they discovered the body of Gerard Daly, a murder victim from Cavan, at the scene here where they were doing site preparation work to search for the remains of Brendan McGraw. Now, what we know happened this morning is that a contractor was on site. He was actually excavating by the side of the narrow road that I see here in front of me. And as he was doing that, this was site preparation work for the dig to begin in the coming weeks. As he was removing the soil to make a drainage ditch, he actually saw what appeared to be human remains. Obviously, work stopped straight away, and those remains are now being examined. The area is sealed off by with the guards, and there's also people on site. The commission staff are here, and there's also some forensic archaeologists as well.
And has it been confirmed, Richard, whether the body, for instance, is that of a man?
Not at this stage. All that the commission are saying at this stage is that a body has been recovered. However, it is the body. It is a body. It is in the area where they were going to look for the remains of Brendan McGraw. I suppose it'd be best to say that they are hopeful it is the remains of Mr. McGraw, that they can finally bring closure to his family. He was just 23 when he was taken by the IRA in 1978, and probably shot, and his body left here. It may have been in the grave. It may have been dumped here. For all those years, and for all the other families who have suffered from whose family members have been part of the so-called disappeared, the intervening years have been long and painful. While they hope to recover the remains of their loved ones. And the hope is here that the McGraw family will finally get some level of closure if the remains do prove to be that of Brendan McGraw.
All right, the body. Thank you very much indeed, Richard. I really do appreciate that. Our North East correspondent, Richard Dowling, talking there indeed about the plight of the families of the disappeared. And on the line, we have Sean McGraw, the brother of Brendan, who, as Richard said, was 23. When he disappeared in 1978. And first of all, this must be a very distressing time for you and your family, Sean McGraw. My sympathies to all of you. Talk to us about what you've learned today, the sequence of events.
Okay, Anya. Well, I got a call this morning from John Hill. John is the investigator, and I saw the sort of a routine call about the search. And when he told me that he'd found Brendan, I couldn't believe it. I had to sit down and just take it in. It was...
You believe that this is your brother's body that has been found?
I'm pretty sure it is, because we had a bit of a talk about what he was wearing and things like that. So they seem fairly confident. They don't normally, you know, give you false hope. So I think this is Brendan, okay.
It must be such a difficult time, because you must be hoping for certainty, and this search has been going on for such a long time, but equally to be reminded of how dreadful the events were that happened to your brother, that must bring it all back.
Well, it does, and it extinguishes any little bit of hope that he could be alive. But, well, we've more or less suspected he's since 1999, and we were told he'd been killed. That we were expecting to find his body. That's 15 years now. It's been a long and difficult period for us all, like for his family. His mother, she died in 2002, and she spent the best part of her life like looking for him.
Well, we can only hope that you do get the certainty that you're looking for. And like I say, we can just repeat to you our sympathies at the distress that this must cause to your family. Thank you very much indeed. I appreciate you talking to us this lunchtime, Sean McGraw.